Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Anyway, this is the portion of the program where you guys get heard. The text number is 800-400-3697. Send us whatever.
Yeah, anything.
And we've had some interesting topics on today's show, so you can imagine... lots of opinions out there. Here's one. Vinny, your buddy Deepak is actually pronounced Deepuk. I do know that, actually. And I've had conversations about Deepuk. It's actually like almost without the U, Deepuk. If there's anyway.
Deepuk.
Long E rhymes with a bad word from a hot Indian lady.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, Deepuk. Actually, the Indian accent is one of my absolute favorite accents.
I like it as well.
It's just...
And the thing about the pronunciations, in fact, in particular with him, is if he introduces himself to someone, he will say, my name's Deepak. So...
Right.
I think he's just... And it really what it comes down to is what we were talking about with Bryn's last name. The pronunciations are very unique to that language. So how do you say your name in Vietnamese, Bryn, your last name?
Nguyen. Nguyen. With that tone, too.
But that tone, you have to have that.
You can't
that.
Just say Nguyen, Nguyen, because it means something else.
Nguyen, Nguyen, Nguyen.
Yeah.
408 says, Vinny, as an Asian American elementary school teacher, I struggle to correctly pronounce my students' names, and I feel awful every time because names are important.
Yep.
White supremacy makes us believe it's fine as long as we've tried, and it's fine to give a kid an easy-to-pronounce nickname. I don't know how to respond to that. Sarah?
What do you want me to say about that?
I feel that not everybody can pronounce everything. You know, like, it'll be difficult if you gave me a really difficult Russian name with many syllables or something, and I couldn't pronounce it. I would do my best.
Right.
And I would definitely not try to offend anybody by the way I pronounce things. You just can't expect people to be able to say things in...
Well, certainly, if it's an extremely ethnic sounding name,
like Nguyen, it's difficult.
It's definitely, you know, you can only expect people to try their best
and appreciate that. Actually,
right? That's all we're trying to do.
408 says Americans messing up names is not racist. My name is always messed up, and it is European. And when I have been in other countries, they mess up our names. It is that alphabet sounds. Are not the same in all languages, and we can't know them all.
Right.
We have a lot of issues in this country. That is not one of them.
Right.
Great segment with Scott Capurro. The discussion is very interesting and informative. I loved it.
Nice, Scott.
Well, you put Scott in the closet, and he is a delight.
I have to say the segment with Scott was amazing. Great conversation.
I'm sure the audio quality helps too, you know?
Yes. It just sounds so much closer to the mic as opposed to in a giant room reverberating all around.
That's right.
Good call on putting Scott in the closet.
That's right.
Thanks to Scott for sharing his story. I bet a lot of us can relate to the anxiety and sweaty palms from the fear of unwanted advances. Hold on. I think it still lives somewhere inside us, even years later.
Mm.
Wow, who knew that the Bachelor story would help Scott open up in such a raw, honest, and vulnerable way? Love him more than ever. More of that, Scott, please.
Oh, good job, Scott.
I like a little mix of Scotts. I don't like it when he's all one way.
Yeah. Am I the only one unaware that Pauly Shore is gay? Says 707.
You know,
yeah,
and
you know, there's Scott. He's
takeaway.
Saying it, but he's not saying it. And therefore, you're sitting there going, is he saying what I think he's saying?
Because he's saying that that guy was hitting on him. Mm-hmm. And he's making it known that I can help you if you come help me.
Right.
I mean, he's telling his story as truthfully as he can, I'm assuming. You know, I don't know why he'd pick Pauly Shore out of the bucket of people to pick on. If that wasn't the case.
Pauly Shore's mom famously did own the best club in L.A. That was a really popular stand-up club.
I can get you
club.
On the stage here if you can do this one thing for me.
And so, I was trying to think, but I didn't want to sidetrack his story. And then his story was, quite frankly, very serious. So I didn't want to ask, is that when Pauly Shore was famous?
Undoubtedly, right? That would have been...
I don't know. Pauly Shore was on MTV and peaking and made movies and had a stand-up act and...
Well, if Scott is just a little bit older than us, it had to be late 80s, early 90s. That would have been right in the Pauly Shore heyday. I think. Maybe he was later than that.
I'm not a Scott fan, but I gotta say, today I actually enjoyed hearing him on the show.
Scott, take notes.
650 says, I'm curious, did Scott have a straight voice, in quotes? Did he do material about girlfriends, in quotes? I'd like to know more about his comedy in those days.
We'll have to bust that open. I wonder if he's got old tape. That would be interesting. We could play that.
I can't believe with all the traveling he's had to do and all of the moves he's had. Well, actually, though, he's been in that apartment for 30 years, right?
Since we've known him.
Listen to this one.
Okay. I'm listening.
Oh, this is going to... Okay. All right. 408 says, I'm 31 and in a straight marriage. I'm gay and no one but my best friend knows. It's not easy to come out even in 2021.
Wow. Well, especially it becomes even harder when you've married someone and that person doesn't know that you're gay.
The hard part with that, and I'm not trying to come down on this person. I don't know your struggle or your story, so I'll just talk about my own sort of feelings on certain things. One of the struggles I've had with marriage in general, not my own, but just the idea of marriage, is that I wouldn't want someone to stay past the expiration date. I don't want you to feel obligated to stay. I don't want you to waste my time. I don't want you to do charity on me. If you're not into me, if we're not who we began as, or you didn't come into it for the right reasons, please cut me loose because I have options. I want to go live my life. I don't want to be living a lie, and I don't want to later, only, 10 years down the road, find out this has been something you've been sitting on for a while, like an egg that's waiting to hatch. For me, that's the most heartbreaking part of those types of stories, or even a story where, forget about being gay and in a heterosexual marriage, just in a marriage that's a lie because you're not in love with someone anymore.
Right.
I would hate to live like that and hate to find out that's the deal.
And I would say to this person, you might feel old and you might feel trapped, but you are only 31, and that is actually quite young, and life is long. And the more you live your life for other people and not for yourself as who you really are, the longer that life is going to seem. And you will get to the end of your life and say, I should have done this decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say for your sake, for your wife's sake, I don't know if you guys have kids, what the deal is. You need to look real hard at that. It sounds like you've told the one person. I think it's time to sit the wife down and say, listen. But that's just my opinion.
Good job,
bad advice.
I don't think you wrote us to get our opinions on your situation, and I'm trying to be delicate because I understand being gay and even today is difficult. I get it. And yet there's a wife in that picture that's being she's deceived, being tricked, and wasting her time.
Right.
In a marriage
she,
that is.
You're only 31, she's only 31, so, you know, close in age to you, then cut that woman loose.
Yep.
But yeah. That's, you didn't ask, and you don't have to take our advice.
I'm telling you about my own thing with marriage. That's my thing.
Advice.
What I think, my thing is if Christina decides tomorrow, I've had it with this guy, I'm not into him, then say that day. Get on down the road.
Well, maybe
and let
I'll
me
feel
do
better
that
about
too.
It later.
Yeah.
I'm going to think on it for a while. I don't want to make any rash decisions just because he's pissing me off today.
I was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, it was me, not you. Don't worry about it.
Sarah, I'm with you. I feel terribly about what I said in high school about the guy. I stole his virginity. Mm. I found out he was telling his friends that I never felt anything.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because he was small.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Oh,
terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, she did. Oh, not right. Feel like emotionally speaking.
Yeah, like, is it happening?
Oh, yeah. I get it. I thought you meant like loving. Oh,
if no. I had my life to live over again, I would make a real effort to be kinder in every situation. I feel like that as I get older, I find that is being kind and being pleasant. Those are free. You can choose those and it doesn't cost you a thing. And you feel better and the other person feels better. And it's hard for kids. I get that. But if I could go back and live it again, knowing what I know now, I'd be a much kinder person. And I would stand up for people more. And I would be on the lookout for people who are getting the raw end of things and be a champion for them. I like to think that I would give me another chance. Youth is wasted on the young.
If I could turn back
if I could turn back time, I'd be a kinder, better person. And it's never too late to start, you know? Find ways in your life to be kind, to show the people around you that you appreciate them, love them, and are grateful for them being in your life, and try to make people feel better about themselves rather than less. Less than. Yes, thank you. Golf clap for me. I would love to turn back time. Every regret that I have has to do with me treating someone badly, you know? Some stupid-ass remark I had to make or you know, to get laughs from the crowd. And so much of that just comes from insecurity, because when you're a kid, you are insecure. You don't know who you are, and you don't know who you're going to become, and you don't realize how you're going to carry this with you the rest of your life. Oh, I'm going to cry.
I moved to Vallejo when the pandemic started and now live with my fiance. Live close to Target and a bunch of other stores we need, so I can't complain. It's pretty nice here in Vallejo. Love you guys. Nice. Eddie Baller.
Oh, hey, Eddie Baller.
What our up, coworker, Eddie, Eddie up, checking
Eddie?
In.
I'm surprised, I haven't, Lately Eddie. I'm surprised I haven't like seen him around or anything, because that's the only Target around, unless I go all the way to Walnut Creek.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Well.
You should hit him up, Nicole.
You're there that often then.
Do they have a cafe in your Target? They have that little cafe in there?
Oh, yeah. Starbucks. I never went there.
Meet them for mac and cheese in there.
Oh, no. They got rid of all of those. Targets don't do that anymore.
Because of the pandemic.
Well, even before then, it's only like select Targets where you get like pizza and stuff.
Yeah. I think ours has that. I never go to Target.
Oh, you don't like Target?
I put it on John's Target list.
Oh, John's Target. Okay, John. What you say. I don't ever go
anywhere. Can you buy me a sweatshirt? Thanks. You know, that kind
of Lots of people writing in from the real estate business saying, although COVID caused a lot of disruptions elsewhere, realty has been red hot the whole time. So I the article I read was about how this, if that's the case, then hold on to your britches, because things are about to even get hotter, because they're saying plenty of people didn't sell because of COVID. And this spring is going to be
April, May, June. Those are the big ones.
It's going to go down. So get ready.
Are you ready for it?
I'm not sure I am.
415 says, thanks for this. Stop Asian hate. If you didn't join us, if you just joined us or weren't listening earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, Bryn's little sister came on. She's got a very important position with the city of San Francisco in Mayor Breed's,
Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, and she's helping plan this big event.
Yeah, and there's some links on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's Stand Together SF, Campaign for Solidarity.
It's a mouthful, but it's well worth checking out.
She works for the city, but it sounds like she also works for Mayor Breed's, like, I don't know,
she's
like, if Mayor Breed leaves, does your sister leave?
I don't think so. But
oh, okay,
I'm not
good.
Sure exactly how that all works, though. But she used to be, like, really close to Mayor Breed, and then I think she transferred to a different department. So before she was working at City Hall, and now she's actually with the Human Rights Commission. I don't really know how it all works, though. You know, it's all above me.
Well, she was great.
She was great.
It's over your head. Is that the motion you're making?
Yeah.
All right. It's above my pay grade.
Anyway, so the big event is this Saturday from noon to 2 at the Civic Center. If you want more info, it should be on our Facebook page. And mm-hmm. and you can also listen back to the podcast on the Odyssey app. Whew. Something almost came out of my mouth that I wasn't supposed to say. It's Odyssey, everyone.
Odyssey.
Thank you. All right, back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's just gorgeous outside. Just take a couple minutes today and make sure you get outside. Breathe some fresh air. Let the sun hit you. Close your eyes. Just feel the sun on your skin. God, it's a good feeling. I love that. Try to take a moment every day and just let it soak in. Doesn't matter.
Don't forget to post that butt crack picture to Instagram, please.
I'm not going to post that on Instagram. I said I would send it to you, but I was kidding about that, too. I'm just trying to make you happy. You know, I spend my whole life trying to make you happy with showing you pictures of my plumber's crack or my plumber's prack, whichever one it is.
And now you're taking it away. All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right. Well, look, if I feel the breeze on my butt, maybe I'll be reminded.
On your coin slot.
Yeah. I wear these one pair of pants that just slide down. I think of you when I wear them.
Oh, good. All right.
All right. Look, whatever you're doing today, make it a good one. Keep Alice with you all day. Never turn off the stream. Only ever just turn it down, please. That'd be great.
And thanks to Lisa, Bryn's sister, for making an appearance on the show today. That sounds like she was maybe nervous, but she did great.
She did. And Scott had an amazing appearance today, too. Scott Capurro. You can see him at the Hearth on May 1st. Tickets at scottcapurro.com. V-Hale's up next, followed by Jane. We're open for business all day. Keep it here on Alice.
And to Pauly Shore's people, reach out directly to Scott. We had nothing to do with his statements on this show today.
Although we do believe him, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.